Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It looks like Coach K and Old Roy will be around for a while. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Mike Krzyzewski and Roy Williams will be heading for Dallas today in the Final Four. Their teams aren't playing. It's been 4 years for Coach K and five for Williams after a run of five Final Fours in 7 years between 2004 and 2010, with two titles for the Tar Heels and one for the Blue Devils. And while both coaches are well into their 60s now, there has been little retirement talk coming out of either camp. In fact, the 67-year-old Krzyzewski announced this week that he would be coaching the Blue Devils at least five more seasons. If you do the math, it might have been a recruiting ploy for current high school juniors, and the reason he made that commitment in a postseason press conference after his team got bounced from the NCAA tournament in its first game for the second time in the last 3 years. Those kinds of losses usually spur retirement speculation for veteran coaches. It sure did for Dean Smith every time he lost a game later in his career. For Coach K, the new five-year plan came right after Duke received a commitment from 6'5 shooting guard Luke Kennard, who is in the high school class of 2015. And Duke is looking to lock up at least one of Kennard's buddies. So the 1 year left in high school and the maximum of 4 years at Duke gives you the magic number of five. Williams is under contract at Carolina through the 2018 season, which is four more years, but we all know that he can stay as long as he wants, and it may well be more than four if his health remains good. Old Roy has a great recruiting class coming in this fall and is working hard as ever on his next class. The Tar Heels are in the hunt for several great high school juniors as well. So the current phase of the Duke-Carolina rivalry, which some fans around here have taken for granted for years, seems good for the immediate future. Through his 11 seasons back at UNC, Williams' record against Duke and K is 10-13, but that is with literally four last-play losses, including the one we all want back, Austin Rivers' buzzer beater 3 years ago. With the talent both coaches have returning and coming in, it looks like the next five seasons will be something special, and that Final Four drought for both of them is bound to end. Kentucky and Louisville played in the NCAA tournament this year. Duke and Carolina never have. But that very well could end before the careers of their current coaches do. This is Archansky. See ya.